CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, Chris, that was me, by the way. I don't know if you saw me there. That was a promo for my show.
I was thinking that the resemblance is uncanny, but I didn't want to say that all people look the same. So
you've done well. You've done well.
You don't want to risk that. It's that same thing. You never tell like a black guy that he looks the same as another black guy. In the same way, you never ask a woman if she's pregnant. It's things I've learned over the years.
Yeah, because you know, I would have done that. You've done it is good, right, Leanne? I would have gone full Mshololozi on you there. If you said, hey, you look like that guy, I would have gone, well, you know, just like famed mathematician of the noughties, Jacob Zuma, it felt like apartheid when you said that. I would have gone full on. So, Chris, before we get into how awesome you are, and I'm a huge fan, by the way.
I love you. Keep you on
excellent.
Put that on my voicemail, yeah.
First thing I'm doing after this, I'm going on Instagram, basically telling everyone I'm besties with Chris Forrest. No big deal. I don't really want to go on about myself, but we're besties. And, also, Leanne, I'd love your take here, right? We got a guy we work with. So I got to give you a bit of context. I think it's important before we chat to Aaron that I give everybody a bit of context. We've had Aaron on before. He's a producer, graphics guy, dynamic young man. I think he's got a massive future. And so recently his life changed. And he decided to transition from delinquent out in the fields hunting, right? And he decided to sort of change the scope of his life in terms of romance, and we're going to have him on. Aaron's going to join us in a little. He now both, and it's changed the office a little bit as well. I don't ever see people get a relationship. They can't wait to kind of tell you, and so much better than everyone now. And we think we should. No, I'm happy for him, but I mean, he's laying it on thick, and it's like, yeah, guys, I can't really look at that kind of. I don't know if you know, met people that are new in a relationship, like, yeah, I can't do that anymore. You know, it's just because I'm in a relationship now.
Yeah, I'm a tick now.
I got a Betty. Like a kid, you know. So we'll find out if Aaron's got full on. Become that guy.
What are some of the things you can't do when you're in a relationship? Like, besides the obvious, like sleep with random people.
You're not allowed to look at any other girls or any other photographs of girls or guys. You're not allowed to do anything without letting the person know. It's fabulous. It sounds amazing, really.
I don't think I'm in a relationship. Because I've been married for a long time.
So your wife's in a one-sided relationship, you reckon?
Well, she's allowed to look at whoever she likes. She actively encourages me to look at other people constantly. She's like, stop looking at me, look elsewhere, please. That one I've not quite got yet.
So, I've got a no emotional intelligence. So I just presume if you're in a relationship, you can't do anything. Your life just ends and you just have to serve the needs of that other person. So that lets you know why I'm single. I was going to say,
from that side of things, I could be in a relationship with you. I'll take that. Just serve my needs. Yes. That sounds great. Right.
Yeah. Well, let's bring on a man who, I don't want to say he thinks it, but he's kind of starting to display the symptoms of someone who's better than everyone. Incredibly handsome, as you can see. Let's just see if he can unmute his mic so he can join us and actually tell us. Aaron, what's happening, pal? Chris Forrest is saying you can serve his needs. Obviously, now people are wondering what's happened in your love life. Are you still single and miserable? How's it changed? You know, let us know what you're up to, pal.
Firstly, hi Leanne, you're looking great. Firstly,
You're allowed to say that.
I mean, technically, complimenting somebody shouldn't be classified as cheating, I think.
It depends on the relationship, Aaron. It depends on the boundaries you've set.
In the relationship, right?
Yes.
You know, and I feel like our boundaries are good. To answer your question, Bulelo, I'm not in the market anymore. I'm not, yeah, the market is officially being closed.
Can I just gauge how serious it is? Have you changed your Facebook status?
No.
So it's not a, it's not that serious yet.
Now, the thing is, you know what I've learned? When you change your Facebook status and like, okay, from single into a relationship, it doesn't mean anything. I've seen a lot of people who change their status and then like 3 months down the line, it's back to single, or rather they change it to it's complicated. And then it's like, then they single again. And then the next relationship, they change it. So I've just kept it consistent. It is what it is.
Have you changed your Tinder status?
I'm not on Tinder
anymore.
No, I wasn't on Tinder. I was 5'2" being on Tinder, but I wasn't on Tinder. Yeah.
And how did you meet this lady? Like, what happened? I mean, take us into it. The romance is a wonderful thing.
So I think she's probably listening even. So funny story. She posted a picture, I think, of her dog on Facebook as a story, and then I commented on that, right? And I was, because it was a pit bull, and I'm a pit bull lover, so it was one of those things. And it was like small chat, small talk. She wasn't like even giving me the time of day, actually. And then one day I decided, you know what, let me just shoot my shot. I was like, yo, I'm gonna be in your neighborhood. Which honestly, I was not going to be in the neighborhood.
the lengths you'll go to.
The lengths. But I was like, no, I'm going to be in your neighborhood on this certain day. So would you mind grabbing lunch with me while I run those errands? And then she was like, okay, cool. No problem. I think women and free food kind of go hand in hand. Free food, and I just made a really good impression on that specific day.
Wait, hold on, Aaron, I can't let you keep going there after you said the women and free food thing. I can see Chris. So I mean, Chris, before I let you have a go, because I can see exactly what you're thinking, Leanne, just your thoughts on that comment from a man who is newly in a relationship. His lady is listening to the show, so he's now framed her as a type of person, but maybe let's hear it from a woman, what you think
she
of
didn't,
him saying that.
Aaron, she didn't agree because of the free food. You obviously had something else to offer that she could tell and pick up on, but I promise you it wasn't for the free food.
Can we go into that slightly more? Firstly, she's a lucky girl, because you've already said you're not changing your Facebook status because you don't see it lasting longer than 3 months. And that, and she's just there for the free food. Wasn't it a nice place for lunch? I mean, did you take it to sort of McDonald's or Wimpy, or was it a decent...
When it you was say a decent coffee, place. Like,
or a quarter in the car. Place. I hope it wasn't like a quarter in the car.
No. It was a decent place, guys. Like, as a first date.
A quarter in the car is what happens later. Yeah, sorry.
Hey!
I mean, yeah, eventually you just chill in the car, have a quarter with like a 2 liter nyana, and you know, some nandi.
Okay.
But no, as a first date,
I think Chris meant something else, but.
Never mind. I'm glad. Not yet.
Well, he doesn't see it lasting over 3 months. So it might not even get to that.
I didn't say that.
I don't want to change my Facebook status because you change it and 3 months later, you're changing it back to single.
No. I said, I've seen people do that. And it, for me, just there's no difference.
No, that's fine. We're not judging. And then you saw her pit bull on Facebook. I'm assuming that's not a euphemism, that you actually are a big pit bull fan. Yeah. I don't even know what his latest song is, to be honest.
It wasn't OnlyFans where you saw a picture of her growler. It was actually her pit bull.
Yeah. And to be clear, you didn't see Mr. Worldwide. So it wasn't the singer.
No, it wasn't Mr.
Post
Worldwide.
Up the singer.
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
and you're like, I like
the actual.
Okay.
Was that
an actual? Was it a nice specimen?
It was a really nice dog. Yes.
Okay. Because yes. That's right. Often okay, what you want when a lady posts with, like, she's probably got a picture of herself in a bikini or whatever, and then you're like, nice pitbull. So that's
I think luckily for me she's a pretty reserved hun, so nah, she doesn't drop those kind of pictures. So.
Okay. All right, so you've bought her the quarter now in the car. You've obviously faked the whole "I'm going to be in your neighborhood," which is awesome, by the way. Classic line. So you're brilliant, Aaron. At this stage, I'm loving what you're doing, and mm-hmm. It sounds like you knew her when she was younger. Then, obviously, from the sounds of things.
No. It wasn't.
So how do you know where she lives?
The thing. So when she posts, she had dropped like a look. It's not like a location, but it says. In this neighborhood.
Okay,
so I was like, oh, no, there's like a mall nearby, so I'll just go there, which we ended up doing, you know.
You're slightly nervous to reveal the neighborhood. I'm not sure why.
Next thing you know, people are out here just scouting. You're like, oh, okay. In this specific neighborhood, okay, Aaron is... Let's go through Aaron's profile. Let's see who Aaron's dating. Next thing you know, they're like, oh, he's dating this girl. And then, you know, just.
And then all I got to do is buy a lunch and then relationship.
Yeah.
At a McCaffrey
food, right?
Can't trust Kantambagal these days, you know. Hey.
Yeah, no, hey, that's true. But before you tell us the rest of the story, Leanne, I wanted to, from a lady's perspective, you being the only lady.
Because I'm such a lady.
you're a lady. I'm a lady.
Well, I don't want to stereotype, Leanne, but you are more qualified to answer from a lady's perspective than the rest of us, I think.
Thank you.
But that's very conservative from Chris, but you're displaying all of the symptoms of being a lady, Leanne, I would say, including looking dashing and having the perfect. Listen, that lipstick is incredible, Barbara. I can't get over it. It's really working for you this morning.
See, my nails don't even match my lips.
They do, kind of.
Well, I don't even have lips. That's even worse.
But from the perspective of a lady, everything Aaron's kind of saying now in terms of that, do you kind of like that whole romance approaching you that way? Because I know in 2021, you almost can't do what Aaron's done, which is, I think it's kind of cool the way he's approaching it.
You
dare not talk to a woman ever if you think she's attractive.
Yeah, Aaron, I think you've really struck it lucky, and you must have had a very smooth approach. And again, she can see something more in you to offer, because I would have said no, not to you, but to anybody who said to me, "I'm in your neighborhood," I would have gone, "What?" And then secondly, you know, I would have actually gone into my house and closed all the curtains in case they were watching. Congratulations to you for getting that far. I think it's amazing.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So if I'm ever single again, Leanne, that approach of I'm outside your house.
Oh God.
That's kind of creepy. That's kind of creepy. I'm outside your house.
Your house. You wanna get lunch?
Nobody wants to hear that, even from people you know.
I've got some people over here. In a cortex.
You don't even want to hear your friend saying, "I'm outside your house." It's just not on.
You know what you should say is, "Hey, I was just thinking, you should move that blue couch slightly left. Mm. It might make the room work better."
Ooh.
Just also, like, because now you're not being creepy. You're just making her space more functional.
Some interior design options. Also, if you open the curtains, I could see better and give you some other tips. Why not?
Bring in some lights into the room for ambiance.
So these are just some tips. So now, that's it. So now, Aaron, so you're off the market, bro. And would you say now you're a different man? You kind of, you know, you're not a dog on the streets anymore. You're somebody who your parents actually want you to come with to church now on Sundays. You know what I'm saying? You think you're transitioning to that guy?
Honestly, yes. I am seeing myself moving from, you know, that street life. It was fun while it lasted, I won't lie. But we've had these conversations at work. I've always seen myself wanting to be in a more stable relationship, you know, just now being more focused in terms of my life and knowing that I don't have to be out there chasing skirts all the time. You know, it's just it's draining. That kind of energy has become draining for me. So I struck it lucky, guys. I won't lie. I struck it lucky.
How long has it been?
It hasn't even been that long, funny enough. I think we're like good month and a half now. No, we're a month and a half in now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. That is
so awesome. You've just got 1.5 months left.
Guys, hasn't seen it.
Not long to go.
Yeah. Hang in.
No. Hang in. This one's going to last. I have a good feeling about this one. This one will last.
Watching, there's a lot of pressure on her right now.
Yeah. Now people are going to be all over your... what's your handle on social media, Aaron? So people can go and live your life with you.
Oh, live the relationship life by Curiously Through Me. Aaron Jr. 10. Uh-huh. Literally.
So double
Aaron,
A, hey? Double N.
Yeah, double A, R-O-N underscore J-N-R 10. That is me. Literally everywhere.
So you said something there. People always say, I just want to be in a stable relationship. Like, why do you have to preface relationship with stable? What other kinds of relationship would you want to be in? I've never understood why people have said, like, what do you want to be in a relationship with a crack addict?
Oh, no. People do open relationships. Mm-hmm. They do situations.
But that can be stable.
That polyam life, and a lot of people seem to enjoy it, but I'm like, how do they have the time?
Yeah.
it's like, I mean, I'm not judging anybody. I'm just like, I'm tired already. Now I've got to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the thing about stable relationships is not everybody has a property big enough to keep the horses, you know, as well. So.
I'm just putting it out there, like, as a dad, I desperately stopped myself from making that joke. So I do appreciate it. I thought it was pretty good. And I was like, I can't be making dad jokes. So I was hoping somebody would.
Listen, I'm just a guy who got scammed in an apartment in Cape Town. You know, I kind of got to let you know where I am in my life. So, all right, Aaron. So now you're that guy. What's that?
What happened? You got scammed in an apartment.
We're already covered.
We're covered. There's no coming back now, Aaron.
I've got to ask you now your gifting strategy, because this is important.
Okay. Right.
This is advice I got at the beginning of my relationship, where it was actually my brother. If anybody knows him, feel free to discuss with him. Where he was like, your first gift you buy her can't be too good, because you've like set a standard that you always have to beat.
Yes.
Because you always got to top your last one. So tell us your strategy. Are you looking at, so for Christmas, is she going to get like a tin opener or
something useful for around the house, like a vacuum cleaner? Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, no, well, yeah. No, that's weird.
You're setting it a little high with the vacuum cleaner there.
That's very expensive.
Or you know what you could do, maybe if you've been to her house, is get her, you know, like the floor whiz things. I don't know if you know what a floor
whiz. My lord.
So hold on, here's the secret.
Let me just be clear here, no household items, guys.
I promise
I was joking.
You've got to hear my gift out, because I love what Chris was saying here. Is you don't get her the floor whiz, you get the replacement for the floor whiz, because then you're saying you should have a floor whiz in your house, and then you're really making an inconvenient gift, and then that's how low you're setting the bar. So, I mean, while we're at it, we're just brainstorming it. Just your thoughts, Aaron.
It can only get better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it's like inconvenient. It's schlep now for her to go get a floor whiz. And if she doesn't use the gift, now you, excuse me, that's go and buy a floor whiz. You know, I work hard for my money, and then we get a relationship going.
No, in this situation, I agree with Leanne. No household gifts. Simple things, guys. Simple things. You know, a teddy bear, a pot plant. You know, we start things very, very easy, and then we start elevating them to maybe a weekend out.
Like a pot plant's not a bad idea, because sometimes a pot plant will only last 3 months, and that way.
This 3 months thing is a thing. Okay, it's a thing.
Oh, man. Okay. All right, Aaron, you know, yeah. I'm I'm genuinely happy for you on a very serious level. I think love is a great thing. And, I don't want to say you may or may not have said I love you yet. So I don't want to put any of that pressure on you.
Can we check?
Funny thing, right? And I'm going to use this platform to like put it out there so that everybody knows. She said it first.
Is this an exclusive?
Oh, I thought she was like building up to a I love you. And then
I'm just putting it out. She said it first. She dropped the album first. And I was just like, finally, I can say it. Okay, great. And then, yeah. And then, yeah. So and then,
what people will say when they're in an arm lock.
Just a little.
So, did you say it back? Were you like, I love you too? Or did you, hopefully, you didn't say, oh, no, thanks. Should I get the carrots that are already skinned or just, yeah, with the.
Do you have a floor
with I actually said it back. I said it back genuinely because of how I was feeling. And I am feeling. Yeah, I said it back genuinely. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, Aaron, a new man.
Those are the vibes, guys.
And I like it. She sounds great. She's. You've just told her you're giving her a pot plant and a weekend away. So that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. I also like her that you're treating it like a short-term loan. It's only 3 months, and then we see what you can do after 3 months, and maybe we'll offer you a longer-term loan of a year or so once we've seen that you can pay back for 3 months. So it's smart, it's pragmatic, and it's good for you, bro. This is fantastic. It's off the market. Yeah.
I mean, guys, it's how we move these days. 2020 and 2021 has showed us that, hey, you must take things, you know, step by step. We can't just plan 5 years ahead when tomorrow's uncertain, you know?
All right, ladies, keep it in your pants. Keep it in your pants. Aaron says, I'm off the market. I'm not a savage anymore. My parents want me to go to church for the first time in my adult life with the family. And actually, I can walk next to my mom now. So shout out to you, Aaron, being welcomed back into the family and leaving that street life behind you, bro. And thanks for sharing. And well done for not saying thank you and saying I love you when your lady confessed her love for you.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, we change, you know. We change for the better.
Right, Aaron. All right. We do change for the better. Progress is a good thing. All right, Aaron. You take it easy out there and keep doing your thing, brother.
All right. Thanks, guys. Yeah. Cheers.
Take it easy. Yeah. No, so there you have it. That's Aaron at our studio. It's a different time, right? It's a different time. And but he's like, he's a cool guy. He's a cool guy. I hope after 3 months when they do the sort of review, he gets a longer term deal. Yeah.
I think there'll be a lot of bullet points in the relationship review. What will you do for free food after 3 months? Do you feel like hot plant? Is it alive? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't think I could be single in this day and age. Like, I don't know how you do it. Like, I'm just so glad.
What do you mean? Do you mean being single, trying to find a relationship, or do you mean being single, full stop?
No, I mean being single and trying to find a relationship. Like,
oh yeah,
like before you had to go to approach somebody, preferably at a bar, because you know, as a fat guy, I'm like at 2 a.m. you know, ladies didn't look at me and go, that's the one. They were like, at 2 a.m, I'll settle for this dude.
All the others have partnered off and gone home.
All the good ones have been taken. And then you eventually like summon up all the like Dutch courage you have. And then you get turned down and then that's your night. Where now, with technology, you can get turned down by 50 women all at once just by swiping or whatever they do on that. And then you have to, apparently you have to send them pictures of your member. And I'm not a
good photographer.
I've got a ring light here. I don't even want to light that part of my body. It's, I don't even understand.
It's a new world, huh?
Yeah.
It's a new world. Yeah. It's a new world. So tell me something. Unless you old Richard Spohr, I'm not sure you ever saw a little callback there. Kristen, don't know if you saw Richard Spohr. He'd be, you know, some ladies might want him to send a package. photo.
No, yeah. I don't even know. That's how old I am. I don't know who Richard Spur is.
No. He's well aged, a big time lawyer guy. And there was a photo leaked of him standing having coffee with his. It looks like he just.
Oh, I did hear about this.
Yes, yeah, it was incredible. It was funny because he was in a suit jacket and shirt kind of vibe. And then just having his cup of coffee, and yeah, he was at attention
downstairs. Oh, wow.
Interesting situation.
But you see, it's all about how you take the picture. Because you remember, I don't want to mention names, but he was the Minister of, I think, Finance or Intelligence. No, he was the Minister of Home Affairs at the time. And then he released a video.
With the lady.
Yeah.
Homemade special.
And then, I hold my thumb right next to the camera, it does look I'm just putting that out there. It did look bigger. Did you see that? Like my thumb is average sized, but right now it looks huge.
I'm with
you. So I mean, if you are quite creative with your camera work, you can. It's all branding, really.
Get the
so follow me for more tips, single people. Yeah.
All right. Fumo says Aaron should write a playbook for us lonely people. And so, Leanne, you know what? This is a good moment for us to hear, because most dudes are terrible. And as Chris has said, guys like myself and Chris would have to wait until all girls are drunk before they give us a chance. But what's a nice thing to like? How do you like to be approached, Leanne? Is there a way that you prefer, or do you just, does a guy have to have game? Like, what's the vibe? Because there's lonely people. Lockdown it's been savage.
I'm guessing your house approach is off. You've already said that's not a great one for you. That might
work. I've already done
that's
the hard
a whole
work.
Lot more. That's a whole lot more convenient. Then I don't have to get up and find the keys and turn off the alarm.
Yeah.
So, Leanne, you
wouldn't. I don't want to be approached, really. Not at this
That's
point.
What a lot of women have said to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I was just shopping. Stop coming up to me and telling me that you don't want to be approached.
I think that the last time I was in a romantic relationship, I was pursued to the point of irritation, but I only realized, I thought it was, I don't know. I didn't realize that they were pursuing me. I just thought that they were annoying me until it hit me in the face. And I realized I was actually interested in a relationship with this person. So it needs to be something that's surprising, but yeah, if you're pursuing ad nauseum and it's not working, give it up, I think.
Desperation is never attractive.
Yeah. No, that's,
but in this case, it worked, you know, I eventually saw the light.
Oh, so you eventually got on board, huh?
So basically you've got to annoy Leanne for a long time.
Okay.
And then eventually she'll find you attractive. Cool.
Cool. No, good to know. Yeah. Information is king. Elon the God says, we don't send pictures of members anymore. It's frowned upon. Chris, I just have advice for you there.
I don't know. I don't do these things. I just I had a lovely young lady working in my office, and she had a collection of these guys. She actually had a group with some of her friends, and these guys, obviously it's not a particularly attractive part of our anatomy.
No.
So I don't know why dudes send it. And like I say, but my friend Warren Robertson did something that he took a phone and he said, that's nice. Now send me one of your butthole, which I think is a very important thing to do. That's what the ring light's for. Exactly.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what the ring light's for. But so let's wrap this one up. Robin Badger says, most guys are too scared to show their tiny wieners. Now, that's interesting. I don't know whether Robin wants somebody to send her
That's a dangerous territory.
What she's saying there.
Well, Robin says in the comment above, unless a woman asks, which can happen.
But it's never a good idea. Like, listen,
to go back to it for the sake of the woman, like, because you don't know what you're going to get until, like, moments before you get it. You know what I mean? Like, it could be a oxymoron, a huge disappointment, or, like, a tiny disappointment in this case. Robin. So I mean, I don't think send it up front, but you know, like possibly ladies should go like, well, let me see if I'm wasting my time here or not.
Yeah, no, fair enough. And speaking of WhatsApp groups where we do know that things like this have happened by mistake, where ladies' breasts and underparts, yeah, you've seen how they land up in like the sort of mommy lift club group for the under 11 soccer team.
It's like the hockey team or something.
Yeah, there's been a couple of those. But you, Chris, you want to talk about something which for me is, it's really a painful point in my life. Neighborhood WhatsApp groups.
They're very weird for me.
They are.
I don't know. We were thinking about things to talk about, and I just find that, like, it's the strangest thing. People moan about different stuff that you think would never bother you. Like, and mine is weird because it's like I don't know if you guys remember during the July, the unrest and the. So the WhatsApp group was like, we're all going to die. What's going to happen? We're losing our houses. The next one, cabinet for sale. Let me know if you're interested.
I love community WhatsApp groups. I'm part of about three of them. I mean, what? I live in a very long street. So we've got like how upper and lower. It's pretty big. But yeah, it's just, I think what's annoying is when somebody isn't following the feed. And, you know, after we've mentioned that the electricity's out, we've reported it. I'm also out at number 108. Number 99 is still on, et cetera. And then somebody comes in and says, hi, everyone, my electricity's off. But that, you know, where they haven't read the feed. It's so annoying.
That's my worst, is because everybody does that, like, because they confirm. So there's no power at 108. Then somebody feels they've got to say there's no power at number 106. No power at number 104. It's like, yes, we get it, because there's load shedding. No power at 102. Yeah. Get it. And then there's that one person that you mentioned in 99 who's like, we've got power. Like, you're a knob. Like, why? Well, you're just showing off now. What are you going to do? Like, throw an extension cord out and we can all plug into it. Why don't you get screwed, you bastard at 99? I'm going to go switch you off and then tell you I'm inside your house just in case we have a romantic possibility there. That way I've annoyed you and stalked you, and then I've got, according to Leanne, a higher possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, the floor was clean. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Some absolutely incredible. Corona's boring says, did it occur to you that if someone is asking for a dick pic, it's probably a I'll post it on your Facebook wall scam. As a scam, unless you give me money. Like, I always think that's why you should never do it. Like, don't get caught up in the early romance, because people do that. And then once the dick pic is out there, she keeps it and things – like, what if it's Aaron's situation, right? After 3 months, the lady goes, get the hell out of here. And now it's a little bit hurtful. And then she goes, actually, you know what? And then boom, crash, boom, bang. I'm going to
post this thing just to be spiteful, even though it looks far bigger than it is because it's close to the camera. But but because the thing is if you like people were talking about tiny wieners earlier, so like just Google, you know what I mean? Google, take
somebody else's.
Yeah, well, exactly. Just make sure it's of a similar skin tone, because you know.
Yeah, you don't know. You've got to be as authentic as you can.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. No, that's very true.
Like, what are they going to do? Take you to the Advertising Standards Authority?
My sister Ina says, I'm part of my mom's community security group and community WhatsApp group. We don't even live together. Yeah, so my sister Ina's into being on groups. Like, for me, I'm not even in my complex group. Like, they tried to add me immediately. I'm like, get me out of here. So Chris, how many are you
really,
on?
It's very helpful.
This is how old I am, just to put it in perspective. I'm on the residence association committee for our whole sort of area.
Oh boy.
And there's a lot of houses in our area. So we've broken it down into, wait for it. We've got six different areas. I'm the administrator on all of them. And then, those are for security issues. Then we've got a social group because we were like, you can't post jokes on the security ones. So now, or adverts. Now we've got a social group. Then we've got a power and water group. Then we've got a pets group. Then, so you can keep count. Then what happened was we were like, WhatsApp is going to be the death of all of us. They're going to get all our information that Facebook already has. So let's rather move on to Telegram, because obviously that's been invented by the Russians, and we know they're an amazing, trustworthy bunch. Yeah. So then I've got a Telegram group for security issues only and a Telegram group for feedback where we can talk about the security issues. So I don't know how many that – I'm on a lot. Like Jeepers, a lot. Creepers.
So Wendy's more my type of person. She sounds very, very practical. She says, our Crescent used our WhatsApp group to coordinate patrols and share farm products when shops were closed. All right. It sounds like Wendy lives on a plot or a farm. It makes a lot more Wendy's sense to me.
To coordinate patrols and sell produce. Like if you had to have had a WhatsApp group back in the day, with that would have been a good one, like the commando.
But it sounds like she lives on a farm, though. So, you know, most farmers are living back in the day still.
But that's a Crescent, so it's like a small, like by my understanding, like a little.
No, maybe she's wealthy. You know, maybe she's wealthy, and a Crescent for them is like 18 wine farms. It just so happens that road ends, the dirt road ends, and for her it's a Crescent. They visit each other with helicopters. Maybe Wendy's living like that, you know.
And I also love talking about the patrols because I don't want to brag that I'm in a wealthy area, but we have people to patrol for us. You know, we pay them minimum wage and then give them a gun and expect them to risk their lives for us. It's a great system.
You sound wealthy.
You know, Randburg, I don't mean to brag. You see, I don't mind telling what area I'm in. If you're in the neighborhood, hit me up on Facebook. Maybe we can, I think I'll be for a free lunch.
Oh. Put up your pit bull photo. Mr. Worldwide.
Well, we've just discussed that women don't want a picture of my pit bull. So I think that's what, it's got teeth.
Yeah. Hold on, Leanne, you're in 11 WhatsApp groups or whatever you're in, because your community is huge as well. It's like, what are you guys up to? Why are you on so many? Is the Crom three places away important to you? Or?
No, so I fall in the middle of the street. So I need to be on the lower group and the upper group. And then there's the Melville group. I've just put it out there, but we all know that I live in Melville. We've got security groups, and but it's really helpful. I find it helpful, and sometimes it's annoying. But if I hear a gunshot in the middle of the night, I know that immediately I'm going to find out what happened on the group, which is great.
That's another one of my favorite things. Sorry, I've interrupted you there. Is when there is a loud bang. Because like I said, I do the security side of things, but I love how everyone in the whole neighborhood becomes like a ballistic expert. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Like, did anybody hear that? Was it a gunshot? And then there's like one guy will come back, he'll say, yes, it sounded like a Parabellum 642. And the other guy's like, you're crazy. That's not a Parabellum. That's a Glock. And then, like, eventually I get hold of the security and I say, what happened? They're like, I don't know. It was a car backfiring on the highway.
Fireworks. Yeah, we've had there was an actual shooting, and it was an off-duty cop, and he witnessed somebody hijacking a car. And so he fired shots at the car after the car had driven away. And the big debate was almost like with Oscar Pistorius, where the neighbor said it was bang, 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 bang. And we had these debates on how many bangs there were and the spaces in between the bangs. For no reason at all. I mean, what were we going to do with that information?
Yeah. Funnily enough, Aaron has a similar debate right now.
but, No, very good. Very good. Listen, Chris, before you leave us, because obviously you have a family you love and you've got to actually catch up on the 3,000 messages from the 12 WhatsApp groups you're in to make sure the speed bumps aren't too high in your streets or whatever has to happen in Rich Randburg. Quickly tell us, man. Obviously, Pure Manati, we didn't really get to talk about it, but before you leave us, because Borge is coming up in a little bit, if you're a car enthusiast, where are you now? What's happening? Where can we catch you? Are gigs coming back? Ooh, are you? Go. I like excitement.
I've got a one-man show coming up.
Oh, okay. Tell us all about it. Let's wrap on that.
Well, it's on the 4th of November at Hotel Sky. It's a show I've been working on during lockdown. So obviously, because not a lot of people have spoken about lockdown and COVID and whatever, there's going to be a fair chunk of that in there. I might even discuss everything we spoke about today. I'm going to discuss stalking Leanne and give her address in Melville away. It's so new. Like the chap who is promoting it only actually phoned me yesterday. So Hotel Sky, 4th of November. Follow me on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram at Chris Forrest SA. Except on Facebook, then it's just Chris Forrest with two R's in Forrest, not in Chris. And then I will accept you as a friend on all platforms, and then force my vaccine liking on you, and then also shove advertising shows in your face.
Amazing.
Here we go.
Absolutely.
Total incredible. Honesty right there.
Chris, dude, you know what is like, I'm new in this whole world, and it's, you know, there isn't a world I could have imagined ever meeting guys like you and people like Leanne Moll. So to meet you seriously is a privilege. You were a huge part of my upbringing, and you brought me so many days of delight as a young human. It's been awesome to have you with us, and it's nice to see you transitioning from a guy who had to talk drunk to girls just to have a chance to a family man and one of the greatest comedians this country's ever produced. So, you know, I think that's an awesome thing, and it's been an honor having you with us.
Well, it's been good to be here. I look forward to when I'm in your neighborhood offering you a floor whiz and some free food.
No, please. Listen, Chris, please. I admire you, but I live in Morningside. We don't use floor whiz where I live. Have some respect.
Okay. I'll get you one of those automated vacuum cleaner things.
Yeah, there we go. Now you're on the right track. Yeah, exactly.
I picked it back at the end of the 3 month trial period. Just so.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Forrest, you're awesome. Chris, take it easy out there.
Thanks for having Chris. Me, Chris. Yes.
Cheers, my brother. Hey, he's electric, eh?
Oh, yeah.
What an awesome, awesome human being. All right. from one electric person to somebody who's into electric vehicles, by the way. Big push for this world, somebody who we all love. And it tells you it's Friday. George Meany. George, what's happening?
Oh, hi, Paul.
Hello, Freyan. thanks for that transition there. That was epic. I loved that.
Yeah,
I saw that. Very good. You know what? WhatsApp groups. I'm on too many of them. They are. I actually hate them. I mute them because there's only one group that I don't mute, and that's the crime group, because those guys seem to behave themselves.
Oh, crime. Once crime comes knocking on your door, George, you're going to need those the tunnies across the road to call the police. So smart to look after that one. Exactly. George, let's get into it. What do we have this morning?
So I'm talking about crime. Did you see that lead in there?
By the way, George, before you get going, sorry, you know, Gareth is away, for those who are just listening. Of course, this morning, our feature is powered by Auto Trader, the Auto Central Power Pod, and of course, it's by Borge. Borge, go ahead.
Thanks. Have you ever thought of a bulletproof car?
I've
been in a couple, yeah.
Okay, so
when I was a street journalist, I traveled in one, which was cool.
So last year we reported that there was a significant increase in searches for armored cars on Auto Trader's platform, and so we picked up the story in the last week, and that is actually the installation of bulletproof glass, armor protection, turning your car into an armored vehicle is quite rife in South Africa. It's not something that's just kind of a fantasy. And not necessarily only for journalists nowadays, Leanne. People are actually ordering cars bulletproof. There was a staggering 99,000 hijackings, in 2019 and 2020. In the last year, 88,000 1,000 incidents of vehicle theft, of which 45,000 of those are in Gauteng. So, so people, I think their perception is that it is the Wild West. So people are ordering these armored cars, and it turns out that you get a couple of grades of armored cars. So first of all, the most popular car to armor is a double cab bucky, because it can handle the extra weight. A B4 okay. armor protection adds 280 kilograms to the car.
So yeah, you wouldn't want to put it onto your Hyundai i10 because it might become a little sluggish. You could get that. Is what we're saying.
Exactly. So there's a couple of great double cab buckies are the most popular and the most cost effective. As a matter of fact, this one armored conversion company has partnered with Ford, and you can order a Ford Ranger. An armored Ford Ranger straight from the dealership. Wow. So there's this protection called B4 armoring, which is protection from handguns only, you know, in terms of what your previous guest, I think his name was Chris, was talking about, you know, people on WhatsApp groups saying this is a XYZ gun, etc. But B4 armoring protects the car from handguns, adds 280 kilograms of weight to the car, and has 21 millimeter Kevlar protection.
Jeez.
So 21 millimeter glass and Kevlar protection in the doors. Then there's B6 protection, which can stop an AK-47 bullet. And this uses 38 millimeter glass. Now, if to give you an idea of the glass, I'm going to send you.
That's 4 centimeters.
Exactly. It's massive. That's
incredible.
Now, in some instances, you can't roll the window down, you know, because.
It's about the thickness of my dad's reading glasses.
That's awesome.
It's really thick.
So if you look at that link I just sent you, the third image is the difference between B4 and B6 ballistic glass. And it gives you some sort of perspective on what the glass actually, how thick the glass actually is.
Incredible. All right. Well, what else do we have, George? That's insane. People protecting themselves. Wow.
It's absolutely insane. And then car prices are going through the roof. I mentioned this like a week or two ago, and it is a real thing. And it's not only happening in South Africa. We are seeing car prices on our platform go up. And the reason is mainly because of the chip shortage around the world, which is as a result of COVID-19. And the manufacturers not being able to manufacture cars, new car prices going up, people not being able to afford them. So there's not enough cars to go around. That's the problem. And the reason the prices are going up is just there's a shortage of cars. There's a shortage of even used cars in the market.
Yeah. We've just sold a family car that was a secondhand car, and it went within a day, just so quick.
So the demand's so high. The demand is very high. So I would encourage you to go onto autotrader.co.za /car-valuations, or you can just go to the homepage. There's in the menu, there's car valuations. Go and see what your car is worth, because, you know, one of the biggest problems of a new car is you battle to get out of the finance within 2 to 3 years. So you have to wait 2 to 3 years before the finance value comes down to below the car's value. So you battle to sell it, you know, and pay the loan back. Whereas that might not be the case now. So if you're sitting with a car that's 1 or 2 years old and you want to get rid of it, chances are you might be able to get what you owe on the car and not be in the red.
And George, might it be because of like South Africa, obviously with our emerging middle class, as our emerging middle class gets into the finance space of being able to buy cars, that's a good place to start? Or is it just a matter of people downgrading because of COVID and just the economic reality that they're going into the secondhand car market?
Well, I think if, first of all, there's a shortage of new cars. So we've got to be kind of real about the silicon chip shortage. Vehicle manufacturers are very low down on the supply list for silicon chip manufacturers. Mobile phone manufacturers, computer manufacturers are higher up on the order in the chip manufacturing's customer set. And the reason is because cars don't use as sophisticated silicon chips for instance, to operate your headlights or to operate other pieces of electronics in your car. And you know, there's over 200 silicon chips in a car, but they do simple things. So whereas a silicon chip in a phone is much more complex. So the silicon chip manufacturers prioritize the mobile phone and the consumer electronics market.
Yeah, and the chip that obviously has to go into Elon Musk and Zuckerberg's brains, obviously they would get the priority there because we know they're aliens. Okay, no. Yeah, no, exactly. So that's a very, very, very interesting thing, which most of us, or at least I didn't know about it. I mean, Leanne, you're from the South. The Oaks dig to put a chip in the old, in the old Ford and drop that thing.
I've got a chip in this.
Yeah, exactly. All right. What else we got, George?
So, and then here's a very interesting story in India. India brought us yoga, chess, and the USB key and buttons, believe it or not. And now the transport minister wants to make another step for humanity and replace the horn of a car, you know, the hooter in South Africa of a car, with sounds of flutes or tabla or a violin. I mean, you actually want to make this a law. So imagine driving and you've got to, you know, you're about to have an accident and you hear this violin playing.
Someone is busy reversing into you and you press your hooter and you get, wah, 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 wah. Look, I'm all for it in taxi hooters because I think it could be quite melodical. I mean, the amount of times that taxis need to use their hooters in order to gain attention and convey different messages about which direction they're traveling in, it could be quite fun. We could use a lot of that here.
It's funny how the taxis have created a language with those hooters.
Yeah,
it's very true. But it's one thing doing it in South Africa. You know, we think, I don't know, population of Joburg, what, 6-7 million, 10 million, whatever it may be. Is I'd be interested to hear that work in India. So if you haven't been to Delhi, there's like 30 million people in Delhi. I'd love to hear everyone fluting it up, you know, fluting it up. Imagine that whole thing. You're gonna need like a conductor, not just for the traffic, but no. If you hoot now, it's gonna sound terrible. Our city's gonna sound out of sync.
Exactly. Imagine that you probably gracefully go into the scene of the accident and, you know, think about yoga on the way. anyway, I've spoken quite a bit about the Joburg Pothole Patrol, which is actually led by Dial Direct and Discovery, two insurance companies that are doing a really, really good job in fixing our potholes. Now, they have just recently launched an app. And if you go onto your app store and you look for Pothole Patrol, I've just posted the link to you.
Love a good app.
Pothole Patrol, very good app.
Yeah.
And you can now report a pothole. And it geolocates the pothole based on your mobile phone. So you can report the pothole, you can take pictures, you can upload it, and then they will prioritize the pothole repair based on what comes out of that application.
Oh, that's such a relief. Fantastic. Because how many times, you know where these known potholes are and you make an effort to avoid them, but you're so frustrated because you know nothing's ever going to be done about it. No. Now you can actually do something about it. I think it's awesome.
It's amazing. We'll put that link in the episode description so that people have access to it. That's an incredibly important thing, by the way. Jeez, man, that is awesome. George, you always bring advice we can actually use. Sometimes on car shows, people talk about car stuff that only is applicable if you're like Mick Schumacher or Lewis Hamilton. But I love that I can use this, and I'm a moron. I love that. It works in my real life. It's flipping awesome.
Exactly. It's, we need to be useful because otherwise we're never going to get this country to where it is. There we go. That's it, Leanne. That's the one.
There it is.
Pothole Patrol.
You're on it.
Nice.
Patrol. Great name.
We're never going to get filling your name, surname, cell phone number. Give it location
as well.
Very nice. Pothole Patrol, yes.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. All right, you got anything else for us, George, on this fine Friday? Nope. Besides, obviously, just you being here is great news for all of us, because that means that we're actually going to get to enjoy things like, I don't know, spend time with our wives, husbands, family. So it's awesome. You bring the weekend, man.
That's it. Now the weekend can start, and that's all I have for you.
You like the Father Weekend.
Father Weekend.
The Santa Green. Saturday, Sunday.
The Auto Central Power Pod. George, have a great weekend. The Auto Central Power Pod, of course, powered by Auto Trader, of course, with George Meany. And you can catch him every single Friday with us. Yeah, George, be well. Have a terrific weekend.
You too, ciao.
Leanne, to you, it's been awesome co-hosting. You know, this has been the GCS, and Gareth will be back on Monday, so it'll be
lovely.
Back to the person that everybody actually, Leanne, we both have to accept the person that everybody actually comes here for.
Yeah, we're the second prize, but
exactly,
we knew that when we signed up, so that's
exactly. Leanne, it's been awesome co-piloting with you, and have a fantastic weekend, whatever you're up to. I hope you have the time of your life.
Enjoy the marathon stuffs.
I will do. I will do. To all of you at home, I hope you have, honestly speaking, it's been an incredibly difficult time for all of us, but the sun's coming out. The economy, as Leanne told us earlier, spending is up. So good things are coming. Good things are coming. Have a terrific weekend wherever you may be on planet Earth. It's been an absolute pleasure. The GCS is out. CliffCentral.com.